perfect pair. Listen four times daily at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35. Two squares are revealed. Remember where the perfect pairs are, and you're a winner. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is a pretty cool moment, isn't it, Ronge?
This is very cool. The Ranger game is over. They beat the Angels 6-3. It's the last game of the year out at the Temple. The fans are all standing, and the players are walking along the first baseline, shaking hands with all of them.
Cool moment. Very cool. What a great year it's been for the Rangers. Not good, great.
What a great day it will be for the Texas Hammer this Saturday when he appears at Strokers Dallas at Harry Hines at Shorecrest in Dallas. He will be there from 11 to noon. Now, this is a motorcycle place, right?
Yeah, custom motorcycle place, one of the best.
Big Dog Motorcycles are on hand, right?
Yes.
And you'll be there, too.
You bet.
You can register to win ticket T-shirts, Cowboys limited edition training camp shirts, and free passes to see the new Bernie Mac movie, Mr. 3000, at any Cinemark theater. So go check out the Texas Hammer at Strokers in Dallas, Harry Hines and Shorecrest this Saturday from 11 a.m. until high noon.
I'll be wearing my new Red Wing motorcycle boots that day. Greatest motorcycle boots in the world.
All right, it is 3:43 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the snake pit.
Time for another edition of Snake Pit. And here is the snake.
Ichiro Suzuki is one hit shy of Otis Nixon's all-time hit record.
Not Otis Nixon. George Sisler.
We could get into the debates of tonight, but I figure that's going to take a long time. Maybe we can get into that in Community Quick Hits.
I guess.
That does affect our community. So let's read an email instead.
All right.
Hello, Danny.
That would be him.
Now,
hello.
Before I read this email, let me just say this.
Hello.
I've listened to a lot of radio over the course of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never run into a radio program where it is the sole goal of each and every member to kick the other one square in the nuts as hard as they can at any given time. That is our MO.
The hard sure. line.
Most people are so friendly to each other on the air, you know, on KVIL and Mix, and I mean, it's just fun and they have a good time.
Well, we are too.
No, we're not. We're not nice.
Sure we are.
By the way, Adrian Peterson was in Palestine last weekend.
Was he?
Yeah, driving a brand new Escalade. I guess prison pays pretty well.
All right. I don't believe that.
No, seriously.
Seriously, you got an email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it came from B. Stoops at yahoo.com.
Yeah. All right.
B. Stoops at wreckingyardsalvageproprietor.com.
Danny. Let me start by saying that I'm a huge fan of any and all groin kicking that you guys do to each other on the air. Nothing is more satisfying than fake robot or defeated Grego while counting the minutes till the horn sounds and I slide down the brontosaurus tail, which launches me through the air and safely into the driver's seat of my Honda Civic.
That's pretty funny.
I'm also a big fan of most every Corby annoying drop you guys can gather. That guy needs a cup more than a catcher on a team with a bullpen full of spastic relievers. This brings me to my conundrum. This morning when my alarm went off at 6:30 a.m., I had the snake dance song stuck in my brain and felt an overwhelming urge to move my head from side to side. The intensity of the tune only grew as I prepared for my drive to work, And as of right now, it's approaching telltale heart levels that may cause me to defensitrate myself. Defensitrate, he says, means throw himself out of the window. From my second floor cubicle, a height which may only paralyze and not kill me. But I laugh out loud every time I hear the snake dance song. I don't know which is worth more to me, my sanity and physical well-being, or knowing that the cobra has sore nuts. Torn in SoCal, P1 Kyle in L.A., internet listener, yes, we do matter.
Do they?
I don't know. I don't know. So I guess that's one vote to keep kicking each other in the nuts. And I think you put it best, Michael.
What did I say?
You said that the P1 likes to see us suffer.
No, there's no question about that. There's no question about
that. Now, why is that? When you were growing up and you were listening to Wolfman Jack, were you hoping that he would suffer?
No, no. To me, he was the coolest thing that was out there.
Ew, Wolfman Jack.
That guy knew no suffering.
Times have changed.
But all our listeners want to see us.
Right, they
want to
see us suffer. Screw the P1. That's why I say
that. At the hands, though, of each other more than anything.
Or at the hands of them.
Right, them. So.
It makes it better for them.
Sure.
Because they're in on the gag.
Sure.
Do you not like your snake dance song?
Oh, I don't mind that. How can you not like that little catchy tune?
Look at his head. You're not really getting into it.
What do you want me to do?
You're just kind of slowly nodding.
Well, we'll get back into this for another day if this is all Snake Pit has. I was expecting something really explosive,
but
obviously
that's... We came back with 20 seconds to go in the break. We had 20 seconds.
Well, I want to get on to this next segment. I thought you had something, but obviously this is a Snake Pit false alarm more than anything else.
This is what I'm talking about.
Maybe you should actually have some content before you start demanding that segment.
I didn't demand anything. I hate everyone.
Are you demanding a gun right now?
God.
Maybe it'll ricochet off your dill.
All right. On that note, coming up next, Cobe may be in serious violation of the code. We'll look at that next.